give me an idea of what exercise can do to prevent heart failure.
So as we exercise, it improves the function of the heart. Literature suggests that as we exercise more, the heart ages better. There's also indirect effects. As you know, exercise lowers your risk of diabetes and hypertension, which are very well-established risk factors for heart failure. So there's probably direct and indirect effects.
And the forms of injury that can lead to heart failure?
So the most common causes of heart failure in the population would be from heart attacks, the natural history of coronary disease. And also a common cause of heart failure in the population is the natural history of hypertension. These exposures over time can increase the risk for a weakening of the heart muscle or an inability of the heart to actually pump blood effectively to the rest of the body.
Now, most physicians will tell you light to moderate exercise, about 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Your study found out what?
What we show here is that the amount of exercise to reduce heart failure is actually much greater. The prior literature and the current guidelines say that getting off the couch is good enough, walking 30 minutes a day, and by doing more than that, you don't see much benefit. That's true for coronary disease. For heart failure, it looks like the benefit of exercise is relatively modest with just getting off the couch. The contribution of this paper was to characterize the relationship between the dose of exercise and heart failure. That had not been shown before. And our data suggests that increasing the dose of exercise recommendations in middle age might in fact be one strategy to reduce heart failure risk.
So how much exactly are you recommending then?
So we're not making any prescriptive recommendations here, but what we see is that 30 minutes of walking is associated with some risk. Mm. If you double or triple that or quadruple that, you actually see more benefit. So I think it's important when you think about exercise dose, you have to think about not just how much time, but also the intensity with which you're exercising. So walking 30 minutes a day is great. Jogging 30 minutes a day will, depending on the intensity, will double or triple the amount of exercise credit or dose that you're getting. So I think the message here is not just time, but it's also intensity. And for those individuals who can, increasing the intensity of their exercise beyond just walking would be a very time-efficient and effective strategy to increase the dose. So I think what we would say is 30 minutes of walking is beneficial, mm-hmm. 30 minutes of jogging is better, and an hour of jogging is better still.
Once heart failure has set in, so to speak, can exercise help you at that point?
Yes, and there's a large-scale trial that was published several years ago that showed that exercise training in patients with established heart failure was actually associated with improved clinical outcomes. And it's also very well established that patients with established heart failure of any form with exercise training can actually improve their exercise tolerance. So one of the biggest complaints that patients have when they have heart failure is swelling, but predominantly shortness of breath. And it's very clear that exercise training in patients with heart failure actually improves quality of life and also improves exercise capacity. So I think you see the benefit of exercise across the entire continuum, both in healthy individuals in middle age, but also those in older age who already have heart failure.
Dr. Berry, thank you for being with me.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.